This is JIS News. Coming up, government names five firms shortlisted to bid for privatization of Norman Manley International Airport, cabinet to approve submission to amend Prader Larceny Act, and special education facilities coming for Western Jamaica. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies.
Now the news. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies has announced the names of the five firms shortlisted in the bidding process for privatization of the Norman Manley International Airport, the NMIA. The companies have expressed an interest in operating, financing, developing, and maintaining the NMIA.
The five firms which have been deemed eligible to participate in the bidding process are Sedicor South America, Aeropuertos Argentina, which is an Argentinian company which manages more than 40 airports all over South America, Zurich Airport International, and Aport Chile, South America, the latter based in Chile. It is the operating arm of Flughafen Zurich in Latin America and the Caribbean. The third, Korea Airport Corporation, Latin America, and GK Capital Management Limited.
Dr. Davies was providing an update on the bidding process in Parliament on Tuesday. China Harbour Engineering Company Limited Czech, along with DAA International Limited, is the fourth bidder, while Corporación Aeroportuaria del Este SAS, along with Jamaica Producers Group Limited and GBG Energy, is the fifth bidder. The government expects to issue the request for proposal RFP to the pre-qualified firms in June 2015, after which the firms will be allowed to conduct due diligence to support the preparation and submission of their bids. Submissions have been made to Cabinet for an amendment to the Agricultural Produce and Prader Larceny Prevention Acts. This with a view to increasing the fines for the offence, as well as to facilitate a redefinition of Prader Larceny to include agricultural produce, livestock, and any form of agricultural equipment. The existing fines are a maximum of $250,000 under the Agricultural Produce Act and $20,000 under the Prader Larceny Act. Prader Larceny Prevention Officer Sergeant Damian Harry says the aim is to ensure that the fine for Prader Larceny reflects the seriousness of the offence committed.
We want to say to our farmers, we are here, we are giving you the assurance that we are going to do everything within our power. We are going to use all the tools available to ensure that you reap what you sow.
Sergeant Harry was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. Agriculture Minister Derek Kelly is to meet with the relevant stakeholders in the manufacturing sector regarding concerns about a cess to be imposed on imported refined sugar. Mr. Kelly says dialogue will continue on the matter and appealed to manufacturers to cooperate, as it is not the desire of the government to hurt any sector.
It will take some time for the loose ends to be tied up, but the transformation of the sugar industry is going to take place. We are just asking for cooperation from all parties involved. It is not our intention to endanger the viability of any sector, but we have to protect the interests of the majority of Jamaicans.
Minister Kelly had earlier announced that the cess would be imposed to create balance and fairness within the sector, noting that other sugar used in the country is similarly taxed. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has announced that plans are underway for the establishment of educational facilities for children with special needs in Western Jamaica. The minister says the facilities are being introduced through public-private partnership agreements.
There's a group from America who come down to Jamaica and who just fall in love with the place. And they are spending over 300 million Jamaican dollars to ensure that there are facilities for special needs children in the western end of the island, particularly at Savannah Lamar.
The minister adds that a project for the construction of special needs schools for basic, primary and secondary school students in Clarendon is being spearheaded by Member of Parliament for Central Clarendon, Mike Henry. Minister Thwaites was speaking at the recent graduation ceremony for the Minister of Labour and Social Security's Recognising Abilities Through Training, Employment and Development rated program. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.